Claire here. This afternoon, I thought that perhaps I'd share with you yet another one of my little Claire tales. I call this one Tigers, Tigers Everywhere. And I would say that this grand little title is most appropriate for reasons that I believe will soon become quite apparent. Like so many of my little adventures, it all started with the simple yet insistent sound of the telephone ringing. Oh, there it is now. Claire here.
Hello, Claire. Claire, this is Sue.
Oh, Sue, is that you? How good of you to call. How have you been? It's been ages.
Oh, I'm awful, Claire. Just awful.
Why is that, Sue? You're usually so bubbly and vivacious.
Oh, Claire, Tony's missing.
Tony? How odd. I thought you were married to a Bill. I seem to have fallen behind the times. How frightful. I certainly hope the divorce wasn't bothersome.
No, no, no. Tony the Tiger. Our black and white striped kitty. He's missing.
Oh, I see. A kitty cat. Named Anthony, after Mark Anthony of Anthony and Cleopatra, no doubt. How adorable. Well, perhaps I should take down a brief description of the feline fugitive from you. Let me gather up pen and paper. And I'll just jot down a few notes here. So, Sue, dear, how would you describe Anthony?
Well, he's a gorgeous tiger stripe.
Tiger stripe. I see. Any unusual variations in its stripes, birthmarks, tattoos, that type of thing?
Well, Tony does have this cute little black spot on his nose.
Cute little black spot on nose. I see. And is this spot directly in the middle of the nose or favoring one nostril or the other?
I'm not sure.
Information unavailable at this time. Well, to continue our description, does Anthony have any other unusual personality traits? Hobbies, that sort of rot?
Well, I can't think of anything.
Most unfortunate.
Oh, I know. Tony likes to play with string and take long naps.
Wonderful. My Uncle Edgar used to do the same thing. So, plays with string. I suppose we'll mark that down as a sport and put napping down under hobby. Now, Sue, think carefully. Where was the last place you saw the missing feline?
On the couch, I believe.
Are you quite certain about that?
Yes.
And Anthony the cat didn't accidentally happen to roll under the sofa by any chance? That's been documented, you know.
Oh, I don't believe so.
And you've looked in all the usual haunts, I imagine. Windowsills, clothes hampers, nestled up against the television.
Oh, yes, we've looked everywhere.
And has this ever happened before? Is Anthony in the habit of going out and visiting kitty friends or yawling away on fences, waking the neighbors and tipping over trash cans at all hours of the night?
Oh, no. Tony's a good kitty.
I see. Good kitty. Remains to be seen, of course. Have you by any chance phoned the local mortuary?
Oh, Claire.
Oh, of course. No need to bother with that yet, I suppose.
Claire, I don't know what to do. We're worried sick.
Quite a mystery. Well-behaved kitty. Spotless pedigree. No priors. No evidence of foul play.
You will keep an eye out, won't you?
I most certainly will.
Oh, thank you, Claire.
Ta-ta! Meanwhile, as I was having my conversation with Sue, I inadvertently missed an important announcement broadcast over the wireless. And it went something like this.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program, our rusty bucket of Brahms, to bring you this important announcement. The County Zoo's prize Bengal tiger cub, Tony, has escaped. I repeat, little Tony the Tiger has escaped from the County Zoo. A Zoological Park spokesman has assured authorities Tony poses no immediate threat to the public, but he also strongly urges elderly plump people and small children to refrain from going out of doors until absolutely necessary. So stay tuned to this station for further developments and updates on the great Tony the Tiger Zoo breakout.
Well, it seemed like interruptions were going to continue throughout the day. Yes?
Claire, I'm having an extremely bad day. May I come in?
Certainly, Budding. Please, make yourself at home.
Thank you.
It was my good friend and gardening companion, Budding Slumpshire. Of course, of the Lymington-upon-Avon Slumpshires, and not the ragtag group of Slumpshires that make their home in Grinnell Puddleweight. You'd certainly recognize the difference if you were to meet the two. Anyway, Budding is of marvelous stock. If you happen to be a botanist, perhaps you know of Budding's dear mother, Hildegard, a very prominent and often quoted behavioral horticulturalist. She wrote a number of groundbreaking papers regarding the treatment of zinnias for depression. Quite fascinating, really. And, of course, Budding's father, Lord Martin Slumpshire, is descendant of a long and proud line of 19th century British twits. They're very well known for recreational snoring, wearing mismatch argyle socks, and locking themselves out of their own homes. So, Budding, to what do I owe the pleasure of this most unexpected visit?
Oh, Claire, I'm quite beside myself. I seem to have locked myself out of my home again.
Oh, rotten luck, Budding, dear.
Yes, rotten.
But since you're here, you can help me solve a puzzle.
Oh, Claire, I'm not sure that I'm up to using something like the old noggin.
Oh, don't worry, Budding, it won't hurt a bit.
Oh, very well, then.
You see, Budding, we require an ingenious plan to attract and capture a feline fugitive named Tony the Tiger.
Claire, I would hope that whatever scheme you employ would entail a large number of traps and cages. I should think that would be the proper approach to capturing a live tiger.
No, Budding. We're not after a real tiger.
We aren't.
We're after a kitty.
A cat? Oh, well, then why not place a saucer of fresh milk out on the stoop? I should think that your little kitty should be famished by now, and he would immediately be attracted here by a small reptile.
Marvelous, Budding, marvelous.
Well, then, while Tony is lapping away, you see, all we have to do is pick him up and bring him inside and tell him he's been a naughty little kitty and call it a day.
Oh, then that's precisely what we'll do, Budding.
And while we're waiting and watching out the window for the little bugger to show up, tell me, Claire, might we have a spot of tea?
Certainly, Budding, certainly. So, I placed a small saucer of milk outside the door on the edge of the garden and prepared our tea.
Claire?
Yes, Budding?
Does your fugitive feline have a bushy tail and look very much like a rodent?
I'm afraid not, Budding. That appears to be a squirrel.
Of course. How silly of me. Squirrel, yes, of course. Claire?
Yes, Budding?
Does this kitty of yours carry a satchel and chew gum?
Oh, dear Budding, that seems to be the paper boy.
Wrong again, drat. Our kitty trap doesn't seem to be working at all properly, does it? Wait.
What, Budding?
Does your Tony the Tiger have elongated stripes down its back and along its sides, whiskers, and enjoy a good saucer of cream?
That's it, Budding, that's the one.
Well, smashing. Now what do we do?
Well, I say we bring the little ball of fluff inside, give him a cursory scrubbing,
yes,
a little pet under the chin, and call Sue.
I see.
So, Budding, why don't you fetch the animal, draw it a warm bath, give it a little soaking, dry it off, and, oh, tie this cute pink ribbon around its neck for the dressy effect. And I'll call Sue.
Oh, very good. Consider it done now, Claire. Here, kitty, nice kitty. Ah, there you are, kitty. Now come inside. I'm preparing a wonderfully warm, relaxing bath for you. Just the thing after a hard day. No biting, little kitty. Ouch! Nice kitty. Now, a bath has never hurt anyone. Stiff upper lip and all that. Come on, kitty. Now, kitty, enough of that. Let me scrub behind your ears, kitty. No biting. No.
Oh, Budding. Sue should be here momentarily. Is our little friend all spruced up, whatnot, etc.?
Well, I'm afraid not, Claire. Our captive little kitty is on the loose once again. He got away.
Oh, dear, dear. What will I tell Sue?
Well, you can tell her that her darling kitty is nothing more than an ill-mannered, vicious, despicable monster.
I certainly will not. One doesn't go around telling their good friends that their prized pedigrees are despicable monsters, no matter how monstrous they appear to be. It just isn't done. Oh, there you are, Sue. So good to see you.
Hi, Claire. I just let myself in. Where's my little bitty kitty, Tony the Tiger? Oh, I'm so excited. Tony, Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Yes, of course. Have you met my good friend and gardening companion, Budding Slumpshire?
Yes, the pleasure is all mine, madame.
Oh, there he is. There he is. My little Tony out in the garden with a dish of milk. Oh, Tony, Tony, come here, little cute little tiger you. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Meow.
Well, whose cat is that?
Meow.
I have no idea. But case solved, I suppose.
Jolly good.
Meanwhile, while we were watching Sue get reacquainted with her loved one, we inadvertently missed yet another special news broadcast over the wireless.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program, Two Tons of Tchaikovsky, for this special news bulletin. The rare and prized Bengal tiger cub Tony has returned to the zoo unharmed. Zoo officials are breathing a collective sigh of relief, but are stumped to explain the large pink ribbon and bow tied around the tiger cub's neck.
Well, that's all for now. Until next time, love, Claire.